Mix 101.7, now before kickoff of our area game of the week, a visit with Ridgeview coach Dale Tokheim, facing two solid teams to start the season, but I'm sure you did not anticipate being 0-2 coming into tonight. What is the feeling within the team?
You know, we are definitely disappointed. We expected to be 2-0, and we don't mean any disrespect to OABCIG, excuse me, and Woodbury Central. We just really felt that, coming into the season that we would be able to beat both of those teams, and you have to give them credit. Both those teams played well, and they probably made big plays, and that's probably where we're disappointed the most is we just given up too many big plays to the other team, whether that be our defense giving up big plays or our offense turning the ball over for big plays to the other team. We've had over 320 yards of offense in both games. We've had over 250 yards of rushing in both games. I think the guys see that and they realize that we just need to execute and we need to tackle better, and everybody needs to do their job both offensively and defensively. So I don't think we're panicking or anything like that. We're just disappointed, maybe a little bit more motivated, but I think the attitude's pretty good right now.
Well, the running game was certainly at its best last Friday again. Jake Kligel rushing for 173 yards, averaging about 8 a pop.
Yeah, and I have to give credit to the offensive line there. We ran up the middle a lot just in our regular old belly series and our trap series both, and they really, I think they figured out how to block both of them, and so we're running both of those better than we did last year. And Jake's got great speed, and you give him a little bit of an alley, he maybe breaks a tackle, and then he's off to the races. But, yeah, we were real happy with the running game. Kevin McGuire had 90 yards, and Kevin did a lot of that on his own. We still didn't quite get our double dive blocked properly. We didn't get our sweep blocked properly, so we're working on that this week, so hopefully we can add that and, make Kevin's job a little bit easier, because Kevin had a couple of big runs, but he did it all on his own.
You said you controlled most of the game last week, but again, a few big plays made the difference, and the turnover margin, I'm sure, is especially disturbing. When you're minus six after two games, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and the one turnover we got was really on an onside kick, so I don't know how much you count that. I feel like we're down 7-0, and we've given up two fumbles for touchdowns, which just does not happen very often. Our defense played outstanding last week, especially in the first half. It's about three big plays. I would say they had probably 160 yards on three plays. If we can cut down on those big plays and everybody's doing their job and we run to the ball and we tackle, hopefully we can cut down on those, and we definitely have to take care of the ball better.
All right, sum up East Sac County, if you would.
Well, East Sac is a tough nose football team. They've got some big linemen. They got some little linemen, but they are just tough nose. They want to give that ball to Bruce and, give it to him 20, 30 times a game, and they execute so well. And then they mix in play action pass. They're a lot like us, maybe a little bit different formation, but they like to run first and play action pass. Defensively, they mix it up, but it looks like a lot of 4-4, and they fly to the football.
That's Ridgeview's Dale Tokheim. Thank you, as always, for the time, Dale, and all the best to you and the Raptors.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ryan. We appreciate the coverage.
You are welcome, and the coverage is from Wall Lake in Week 3, our area game of the week, as just heard from Coach Tokheim, leading into Ridgeview in East Sac County on Mix 101.7, and the video stream at stormlakeradio.com.